You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. The new BBC series Hidden Lives looks at traditions, hobbies and cultures that most people are unaware of. A recent episode was written by and presented by an upcoming talent who happens to be partially sighted and who will be a familiar voice to any long-term listener of RNIB Connect Radio, former host of A Little Alternative, Sam Little. Sam, how are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you, Chris. It's so nice to be back on RNIB Connect Radio.
I know we miss you, but I must say, off to greener pastures. Hidden Lives has been a brilliant series so far, and your episode, The Blackening, was incredible. Now, as I mentioned, you're a driving force of that episode. How did you come to be involved with Hidden Lives?
Hidden Lives was made by the BBC Studios Factual Department, who are based in Aberdeen. And as somebody who works at the BBC up in Aberdeen, I'm already quite familiar with them. And off the back of the success of my videos for The Social in 2017, I got to present a couple of items on Landward. One was about accessible outdoors and the other was about having a guide dog in the countryside. So when they were casting for this new series, I was approached and asked if I had any ideas about potential episodes. I was sort of racking my brains about kind of what traditions, and before I got married, we got blackened, and it always amazed me at how many people outside of the Northeast didn't know about this tradition. So I put forward the idea and I loved it. And the rest, as you know, is history.
Well, I can see why, because I must admit, until you told me about it yourself, I had no idea what this pre-wedding ritual called the blackening was. But it is a ritual that you, Sam, know all too well. Give us a brief rundown of this gloriously disgusting event.
So a blackening is when a couple that are engaged are captured by their friends and family and they're in their community. And it depends on where you live, but you're tied up to a fence post, or you're tied up to the back of a van and transported around your village. And at some point throughout this event, you are absolutely carted in all ingredients you can think of, whether it's out-of-date dog food, porridge, oats, baked beans, molasses is a more traditional ingredient, silage, literally anything and everything that your wonderful friends and family can get their hands on that is the stinkiest, grossest ingredient ever. So that's in a nutshell. It will make more sense when you watch and listen to the program. But just to give you a bit of context, this has been going on for a really long time. It started out as foot washing, and it was all about cleaning up the bride and the groom, getting them ready on their journey together. And over the years, it has evolved into a good luck ritual, and having all these ingredients thrown at you and sort of promoting good luck and fertility for your future.
I like that you're saying evolved, Sam. A lot of people might see it as devolved. It's gone from a foot cleaning ritual right to, as you say, the most disgusting ingredients. Watching the show, it's not just that they're finding these ingredients. They're literally saving them up for weeks to months to years. There's out-of-date eggs. Flour seems to be a very important ingredient because it makes everything so sticky and gooey. Oh my goodness, I watched it with a glow in my heart and a smile on my face, but I did think to myself, I could never go through this. Now that's something that you've never thought to yourself, because you had a blackening before your wedding.
Yeah, I had a blackening before my wedding, but it wasn't part of my heritage or my family history. My family's from England. So growing up, I didn't really know much about it. I grew up in a suburb. But I do remember when I was younger, like on a Sunday morning, going out in the car with mum and dad, and there'd be like loads of stuff on the pavement, and you'd be like, what was that? And they're like, oh, it's some like local tradition. Or I remember one time there was somebody who'd been tied up naked, and mum and dad were like, avert your eyes. But I never thought it would be anything that would happen to me. And then as I discussed in the program and the lead up to it, my family, who are farmers, were like, oh, this is something we're going to do. And I was like, no way. I think because I had the additional concerns of what do I do with my hearing aid? I won't be able to see what's going on. And also, it just sounded absolutely horrific. But I was swayed and given the opportunity to take my hearing aids out. And it ended up just being an absolutely fantastic day. I think once you get over the initial kind of flop on your face, the first one's always the worst. You kind of get used to it. And then depending on, you know, your family and friends or where it is you're being blackened, it does usually end up being a bit of a big food fight and everybody gets involved.
There was certainly a lot of parts in the show of a blackening that look quite scary. Unknown substances, of course, being poured over you, or even overly aggressive groomsmen getting carried away. But for you, as you say, there was the added anxiety, which you do go into in the show. Did you have to take your hearing aids out long in advance? Because sometimes these first hits, the first initial plop on your head, so to say, comes out of nowhere as a bit of a surprise. Or were you quite prepared for that and you just had the anxiety of not knowing or not seeing when it's coming?
So Mike's parents very kindly invited us for a barbecue, inverted commas, 2 weeks before. So we knew, well, this must be it. So we kind of got all dressed up in old clothes. And then as we went into the house, Mike's dad was like, give me your hearing aids.
Okay.
And then we were marched outside. So I knew that I didn't have to worry about my hearing aids getting damaged or anything like that, but they would make sure that my hearing aids were put away somewhere safe. And I was with Mike. You know, that was really important to me. Some people get blackened on their own, whereas me and Mike were tied up together. And the anxiety would have been what anyone's experiencing. You know, just not knowing when somebody's going to, like, pounce on you, drag you away.
Now, it is an incredible community event, as you say. The entire township seems to be involved in the episode that you show. And the episode itself is called The Blackening, part of the BBC's Hidden Lives documentary series. It is brilliant, Sam. Thank you so much for bringing it to us. But if any of our listeners have not yet seen it and want to check it out, where can they find it?
If you head over to iPlayer and it's on the BBC Scotland channel page, you'll find it there. Search for Hidden Lives. It's episode 4.
Do not be a stranger, Miss Little. Please come back to us whenever you can. It has been a real pleasure catching up with you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
Take care, Sam. You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio.